Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
Anyway, turn with me to the book of Psalms 122. Those who are watching online, we want you to know that we're not going to push you to come back until the 13th of March, then we're pushing. Okay? Psalms 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up and the tribes of the Lord to the testimony of Israel to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless this message. I pray, Lord, that you speak directly to our hearts. I pray, Lord, that you change our minds. I pray that you show us who you are more clearly so that we might walk in your path. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me tell you something about Jerusalem. All through the Old Testament, we remember from Abraham was called out of Ur of the Chaldeans, and Abraham became, God said, that I will bless your seed. And they became the Jews, okay, and the Jewish nation. From Abraham, there was Isaac, and the blessing went on from Isaac to Jacob. And it followed that bloodline of Abraham all the way down to David. And David had Solomon, and he had Nathan. And it followed both of those bloodlines up into the New Testament about who Jesus was. So we have the pure bloodline, the promise of the Messiah to come. And because of that promise, he said the Messiah will come through this bloodline, Abraham. And the blood is the life of a person. So Israel was blessed. Who was Israel? Jacob. His name was changed after he wrestled with the angel to Israel. Because as a prince, he had power with God and with men. If you have power with God, you have power with men. If you have power with men, don't have power with God, you'll be forgotten like Hitler is. But he had power with God and he had power with men. It was all about the bloodline. Then the bloodline points directly to the Messiah, who is Jesus Christ and born in Bethlehem. That bloodline from Jesus Christ, he died on the cross, he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, seated upon the right hand of God the Father, and he sent the Holy Spirit down to the earth to be in us, to show us who we are as a church. What I'm saying is, the church, all the promises in the book are mine because we are the blessed people of the Bible, the church. That's what Abraham was about, Isaac was about, Jacob was about, David was about, Nathan was about, Solomon was about, all the way through to Mary and Joseph, and Joseph the adopted son or father of Jesus, and Mary the blood right through Nathan. So it's all about the blood. What I'm telling you is, we still read the Old Testament and we say, blessed are those who bless Israel. Bless Israel when Israel's doing the right thing. You don't bless Israel when they're not doing the right thing. They are not God's chosen people, the church is. Jesus called them a bunch of hypocrites of their father, the devil, one time. Because they weren't doing as God commanded them to do. So when you read this passage of Scripture, you must read it today as speaking to the church. And here's what it says. Let me read it again with some a fry interpretation. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, which is the church. Our feet have been standing outside of the building, and we have been unable to come in. As a city that is compact, as a church that has so many things going on, we go up to the Lord, to the testimony of the church, to give thanks in the name of the Lord for the thrones that are set there for judgment, for the thrones of the house that come from the lineage of David. Pray for the peace of the church. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, church. Prosperity within your palaces, church. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you because of the house of the Lord, the church, our God, I will seek your good. The church is an amazing place. When you come into this building, you are surrounded by the Holy Spirit of God that those who are Christians bring into the building. The Bible says one will chase 1,000, two will chase 10,000. You should feel different in this sanctuary than you feel any place else in the world. There's a story in the Bible about a young man. And he went to his father in Luke chapter 15. And he said, Father, give me my inheritance that I might go. And you say, what kind of dad would give him his inheritance? What kind of kid would walk away from what God had given him and go into the world? I'll tell you the kind. The kind that come to church and they get saved and they get baptized and they work in the church. They've taken what God has given them and then they quit coming to church because things of the world are more important to them than Sunday morning is. Things of the world are taking the place of the church. Until they get out in the world and they get sick or someone else gets sick and then they call on the church. That's what happened to that boy. He got down in the pig pen and he didn't have anything to eat. He wasn't going to eat the slop from the pigs. He was hungry. He was cold. And he said, I'll go back to my father's house even if it's just as a servant. And we see those who made those commitments to Christ that lived in Christ for a long time, but they've gotten out of church and they've gotten into the world. And we see them, they're cold, they're hungry, they're in need. And when they come back, they are broken. And they say, I will just come back as a servant. But they don't. Because we serve a God that is a great God, and that God will put a ring on their finger and put a coat on their back and put food on the table, and he will feed them and he will love them and he will take care of them. That's what the church is to do. And those of you who are out there, you need to come back. I don't care what reason it was, because you will come back. There was a movie that was made in around 1939 that when I was a kid, we watched it every year. Sounds like a Jeopardy question, doesn't it? It's called The Wizard of Oz. And it starts out all in black and white. You think 1939, of course, they didn't have color. But they did. Not 2,500 pixels of color. They had red, yellow, green, blue. Okay. But this young girl in black and white, she has trouble with a lady. She's walking past her house at school. Then she goes home and she has trouble with her aunt and she has trouble with the guys that work there. You know, one guy, he don't have a heart. And another guy, he just scattered. He don't have a brain. And another guy, he's just a coward. And she, a tornado comes through and a window hits her in the head and she passes out. And when she passes out, everything turns to color. Most beautiful colors you've ever seen. And when she gets there, she runs into this lion that needs a roar. She sees that man that seems to be a coward as a strong lion. And of course, the scarecrow needed a brain. He was just scattered. But as she started down this yellow brick road, she was looking for something. She was looking to go home. And she meets these characters along the way, and they want to go home. But she realizes something as that movie went on, and I think all your kids ought to watch it. It doesn't matter how old it is. Sometimes the old things aren't worth throwing away. They're worth hanging on to. She finds out that everything she needs to get to where she needs to be is within herself. You already have the tools within yourself. And God has given that with His power to us within ourselves in order to communicate, in order to get above where we're at. But the whole story was about going home, because there's no place like home. If I would fall off my bicycle when I was 7 or 8 years old, the first thing I did is I went home because I was hurting. When I got hungry, I went home. When I got cold and needed gloves and needed boots and needed those nylon pants that you'd shocked everything when you touched it, I went home. Because home was a place that could fill all of the needs. Just as the prodigal knew that home was a place that would fulfill all of the needs that he had. The church has to be that place. The church has to be a place when people walk through that door that we love them beyond belief. The church has to be that place where it communicates love and joy and peace and safety. That's what Christians do. We can't come in here and be angry and be upset and not like this about the music and not like this about the prayer and not like this about the lights and not like this about the decision of what time we're going to go and not like this. That's like bringing Limburger cheese to a carry-in dinner. Oh, a few people might like it, but you're going to stink up the whole house. There's no place for that. That isn't church. That isn't church people. That isn't godly people. Godly people look for a place to unite around Christ. What time did they meet in the Bible? That's what time we want to meet. All right, we'll be here every day at 8 o'clock and every night at 8 o'clock. Some of you say that's fine. Some of the rest of you have to work. Church is home. It's God's bride. Every Christian, if they're out not in rebellion, they belong in the church. And if they're in rebellion, you will find your way back broken and hurting and torn down, but you'll find your way back. There's a movie that came out in the 80s. You say, "Preacher, why are you so movied today?" Well, let me tell you, I've been shut up for 2 years. In a house with just a TV and a Bible. So I learned my Bible well, and I decided to watch some old movies. But there was this little guy that was found by some kids. And this little guy kept pointing up like this and saying, "Home, home." Remember E.T.? Because there's no place like home. Did he like it with the kids? Yeah, he did, but wasn't home. Little Elliot and his sister, they sacrificed a lot to make sure that he could get home. What are you sacrificing in order to make sure that your neighbor gets home, gets back in church? What are you doing in order to bring them in, bring them in, bring them in? You know, if all Christians attended church, all the churches would be full. How can we win the world when the church doesn't show up for church? How can we win the world when the church is secondary for the Christians? The church is filled with rest and food and comfort. And I'll tell you this morning. There's no place like home. Before my mother died, she went like this and still kissed me on the forehead like she would kiss my little hand when I was young. The church needs to be that much of an outreach that the community knows they can come home. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time that we can be here together. Lord, we look forward to the time where we can be united totally together with our church family. We know, Lord, it'll be a little more crowded, but we just love being with our family. Keep us safe. Help the COVID numbers, Lord, to continue to go down. I don't know what you are doing, and you sure don't need to explain it to me. But Lord, we know that it's all in your hands. So we ask you to breathe upon this world that we live in and take away this plague that we've been living under for 2 years. And for that, we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.